And you've got medical professionals working on it. You've got a lot of people that are trying to figure out now how to set this up so that it's fair and equitable and that they really understand levels of impairment. And that's what's going to be critical in this. You know, we've had people come in that we've pre-employment tested that smoked marijuana 30 days ago, and they're still falling under that positive, you know, positive drug screen. So there's going to be the issue. Unlike alcohol, because alcohol, you know, will be out of your system, you know, within 12 to 24 hours, but not so much marijuana. It depends on how much you ingest. Marijuana stays in your fat cells. So depending on your body type and how much you take in is going to determine how long it's going to remain in the system. We always deal with, you know, people that will come in and talk to us about why they can't do a drug test or why they failed a drug test. We're in a situation right now.
Is it black and white?
Right now it is black and white because you either test positive or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the cutoff.